With Radio On The Go News, I'm Brian Fancher reporting. Unseasonal heat and humidity is expected again today across the broadcast area, with peak afternoon heat indices, or what it feels like, in the lower to middle 90s. Thunderstorms are also likely. A few may be strong to severe, with hail or wind as the primary threats. And locally heavy rains may occur as well. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds predicting President Trump will announce new ethanol production guidelines this week.
I can't say too much because we're waiting to see the final wording.
Reynolds flew to Washington, D.C. last Thursday for a meeting at the White House to discuss how to increase the federal ethanol production mandate. President Trump in August gave the green light to waivers so 31 oil refineries do not have to blend ethanol into gasoline. Trump has said he had to save those refineries from certain closing, but he's promised a giant package will be unveiled to boost corn-based ethanol. Reynolds says she feels really good about last week's White House meeting with Trump and farm state senators.
And if what we agreed on is what we see in writing, we'll be supporting it and inviting him here to announce it.
The governor says the ethanol waivers granted to the oil industry erased any gains from President Trump's June announcement that gasoline with a higher 15% blend of ethanol could be sold year-round. And she says that message has been delivered.
It's going to have a direct impact on our farmers and our communities and our economy in rural Iowa. And, you know, we helped put him there. And he said when he ran for office, he supported renewable fuels. And it was a really good meeting.
That's Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds speaking at the Clay County Fair in Spencer. Siouxland Energy, a farmer-owned cooperative in Sioux Center, has decided to halt ethanol production. A written statement from the cooperative blames the Trump administration's waivers, so ethanol does not have to be blended in gasoline produced at what co-op board members say were many large oil refineries. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley of New Hartford says it's time for the renewable fuel standard to be followed as intended.
We want EPA to follow the law, and when EPA announces 15 billion gallons, then actually 15 billion gallons are going to be mixed with petroleum products.
Siouxland Energy is the second ethanol plant in Iowa to cease production. The first was Plymouth Energy, also in northwest Iowa. This is National Farm Safety Week, and an Iowa State University expert says tractor rides for kids are one cause of accidents that can be avoided. Professor Charles Schwab says tractors are a draw for kids, but they create dangerous situations.
When you have that extra individual on the tractor that really is not there serving a purpose, that creates a problem for, it's a distraction to the operator and puts that extra person at risk of being actually run over, because that's usually what happens.
The National Children's Center estimates one child dies about every 3 days in an agriculture-related incident. He says it's not any safer to give kids rides on lawn tractors, and it is actually often more dangerous because of an increased danger of rolling over.
That extra weight of that child, it impacts the overall balance of that tractor, whereas a larger field tractor, is the difference of that individual isn't as much. But yeah, the overturn possibilities are falling off of it on a garden tractor are huge.
And Schwab says adults need to be strong and avoid the desire of the kids to get into these dangerous situations.
Realize that as much as you'd like to share that time, that's not the best way of doing it. And to keep a tradition of a strong and healthy family, don't give the ride. Again, a part of it is looking at other ways of engaging the individuals or the young people in connection.
He says you can still share the farm experience with the kids without putting them in danger.
It's not just about the ride on the tractor. It's about connecting with the people and the values or that of the individuals that are operating. So find other ways of making that connection.
Schwab says there are a variety of other farm accidents this time of year. The latest Iowa crop report from the USDA shows that as of Sunday, 94% of the corn crop was in or beyond the dough stage, over 2 weeks behind both last year and the five-year average. 74% of the crop has reached the dented stage, 15 days behind last year and 10 days behind average. 8% of corn reached maturity, 19 days behind last year and 13 days behind average. Corn condition improved slightly to 65% good to excellent. Nearly all of the soybean crop has started setting pods at 96% statewide, over 2 weeks behind average. 40% of the crop has begun coloring, 11 days behind last year and 8 days behind average. 5% of soybeans began dropping leaves. It's almost 2 weeks behind last year and 10 days behind average. Soybean condition also improved to 63%, good to excellent. Last night, the Franklin County Sheriff's Office arrested 48-year-old Mary Ann Burke of Marshalltown for driving while suspended. Burke posted bond and was released from custody. Sunday night, the Iowa Falls Police Department arrested 51-year-old Margaret Britcher of Iowa Falls on a Johnson County warrant. Britcher now being held at the Johnson County Jail for further proceedings. The Butler County Board of Supervisors today will hold a public hearing on proposed amendment number 5 to the Butler County Logistics Park Urban Renewal Plan. The Butler supervisors will also consider approval of a resolution fixing the date for a meeting on the proposition to issue no more than $2.7 million in general obligation urban renewal bonds. The Butler County Board of Supervisors meet this morning at 9 o'clock at the courthouse in Allison. The Floyd County Board of Supervisors have set September 24th as the day to consider bids for construction of the new law enforcement center and for remodeling of the courthouse in Charles City. The total project cost for all the work now stands at over $16.4 million. The previous estimate was $11.8 million. The Samuel Group is working with the county on lowering the cost. The Floyd supervisors are hoping to keep the project moving forward during the upcoming winter because waiting for another construction season will likely bump the cost up another 4%. The deadline for applying for a 2019 grant from the Foster and Evelyn Barkema Charitable Trust is quickly approaching. Applications will be accepted through September the 30th. The Barkema Charitable Trust was organized for the purpose of making grants to qualified tax-exempt organizations. Special consideration is given to qualified 501c3 organizations which are of a charitable, educational, literary, health, or public service nature and are located within the Belmont, Clemmie, Hampton, Dumont, Cal, or West Fork school districts. For more information or to obtain an application, email barkematrust@hotmail.com. Again, that's barkematrust@hotmail.com. Today, NIAC will offer a program discussing the 2020 Iowa caucus, which will include an overview of the history, process, and role that Iowa plays in the presidential selection process of the U.S. This free class will take place today in room 200 of the Beam Center on the NIAC campus in Mason City from 3 until 5 p.m. and is open to the public. The presentation will be facilitated by NIAC history and political science instructor Bennett Smith and will commemorate Constitution Day, which is held every September the 17th. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 85, and the low of 63. For Radio On the Go News, Brian Fancher reporting.